Let me see this in women. This one I will read it only in English because it's kind of long. This poem is called Deadly Leap, and it really was dedicated to Roque Dalton. Roque Dalton was a wonderful poet from El Salvador, and not only a wonderful poet, but a man that he did what he preached, you know? And he was assassinated by his own faction, which was very sad. Well, I never met Roque Dalton, but we wrote letters to each other all the time, and we never talked politics, and we never talked poetry. The only thing we did, both were living in Europe at that time, the only thing we did talk about was recipes. Our country, you know, we missed the cooking of our country, that's right. And so one day I meet a very nice friend, a very good friend of his, and says, Claribel, but you know you are a wonderful dancer of samba and rumba and all that. Me, I said, I know, I wish I were, but oh, he said, no, be so modest. Roque told me that you show him how to dance the rumba. And I never met him. So I wrote this poem that is called Deadly Leap. It floated to the floor, spiraling down. I thought it was a feather, a dismembered butterfly wing. It was only a scrap of paper fluttering through my window. One of your notes, a cipher message I was unable to decode. From time to time, the postman delivered to me in Paris your papers from Prague, Cuscatlecan recipes smelling of loroco and cinnamon. Much later in Havana, lunching in the hotel, your messengers came to me. Almost every day you send me butterfly wings scribbled with signs I couldn't understand. I stumbled into you everywhere. I began collecting myths, things that really happened to you. I pressed them like purple petals between the pages of a book. The earthquake that let you slip out of prison is there. The coup d'etat that saved your life, the hair's breadth adventure with your sister. Little by little, I began to understand, began deciphering your hieroglyphs. You invited me to dance. Stunned, I accepted. We danced in Havana, in Mexico, in Chalchuapa. You led me through labyrinths of leaves which soared and dropped easily. It was always the same step, like an act of love, the same step. Did I dream it? Did you dream me? I awoke with your death brushing my lips. Your papers began to crumble between my astonished fingertips. Their characters faded, vanished. We never danced, Rocky, never looked into each other's eyes. But still, perhaps, Swan Sue dreamed the butterfly, or was it the other way around? I can't remember if in Mexico or in Prague, while drinking beer, you told Heraclio we had danced, that I show you that step, that deadly, mortal leap. Thank you.